was once a Holocaust survivor who was speaking to his grandson. And the grandson knew that his grandfather had his hand, the tips of his fingers and parts of his fingers were mutilated. The skin was mutilated, horrible, looked disgusting. And he asked him, he finally got the courage. How did that happen to you, Zaidi? He said, at your bar mitzvah, I'll tell you. At the boy's bar mitzvah, everyone's very besimcha, at the suda, festivities, dancing. And in walks in a man who not only are his fingers mutilated, but his arm, parts of his neck, some splashed on his face, completely mutilated skin. And people are just staring, unfortunately. And this person walks up, this mutilated person, walks up to the grandfather of the boy and shakes his hand. They hug and kiss and cry together. The grandfather explains to the boy that in the Holocaust, the following story happened. That this man who came, the more mutilated man, he was in one of the camps and they had sent him to his death. They put him in a horrible vat of chemicals. And as he's sinking down, he's going deeper and deeper and he's starting to lose consciousness. And he thinks it's all over. He's in more pain than we can ever imagine. And he literally won't be able to survive. And what happens? His hand's sticking out and he feels someone go in with the wetness, in with all these chemicals and grab his hand and rip him out. The person who ripped him out was this boy's grandfather. And that's why his hand was mutilated. Because he did what was hard, what was needed, what was painful for someone else. To bring out Hashem's Ratzon, to save another Jew, to care for Klal Yisrael. It wasn't because he wanted to. He didn't want to mutilate his hand, but he wanted to do what was right at all costs. And that's why this man survived. Because the grandfather of this boy pulled him out. We don't always do what's easy. We have to do what's right and what's good and what's Ratzon Hashem. Who was Yosef HaTzadik? Yosef HaTzadik was somebody